This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 today. Let's pick it up in verse 1 to get a little context here. Paul the Apostle, writing to the church in Thessalonica, writes this: "Let me add this, dear brothers, you already know how to please God in your daily living, for you know the commands we gave you from the Lord Jesus himself. Now we beg you, yes, we demand of you in the name of our Lord Jesus that you live more and more closely to that ideal. For God wants you to be holy and pure and to keep clear of all sexual sin so that each of you will marry in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion as the heathens do in their ignorance of God and his ways." Now the original text beginning in verse 4, which is where we left off last time, says that each of you know how to control his body in sanctification and honor, not in the passion of lust, even as the Gentiles who don't know God. Last time we were together, we spoke in length about sanctification. Paul says herein that we need to know how to possess our vessel or to control our body in sanctification. And sanctification, again, it means holiness and in honor. We need to control our body through holiness and in honor. When we do not, well, the consequences can be devastating. Simplistic, but devastating. Things like failed marriages, ruined families, public shame and disgrace. Maybe jail, maybe illegitimate pregnancies or STDs or even death. And I'm not trying to scare you with these things, because the most important thing is how we relate to God. If you manage to dodge all of those things, there still awaits one sure reward, and that's pain, if not a second reward, and that's a break between you and God. Abuse in this area always seems to lead to pain, doesn't it? The Bible acknowledges indeed that sin is sweet for a season. But gang, there's always going to be the day when we have to pay the piper. And when we do, it's invariably quite expensive. We need to note something the great commentator Ray Steadman said. He said this, quote, "In this day in which we live, I know that probably many of you are thinking that it's too late for you, that you have already messed up your lives. But the glory of the gospel is that the word is not that we must never do this. Rather, the word is do it no longer. We can be forgiven and washed. Jesus loves you. And he did even before your sin. And he did when he knew you were going to sin before you even did it. And you can always come home," end quote. Corinthians reminds us that God literally lives in these bodies of ours. Perhaps that's why he is so emphatic on this issue, because wherever we go, then we take him. And often he doesn't want to go there. So when we do engage in behavior like illicit sex, we break the first commandment, which is to not have any other gods before him. When we act this way, we make ourselves little gods. And that was a sin from the beginning in the garden, remember? The sin which caused the very fall of mankind. The way to fight lust in ourselves is not just to put accountability software on our computers. Now, I'll admit that a locked door does help a lot. But the answer ultimately is to draw nearer to God, to spend more time with him, to walk with him, closer and more often. Everyone knows that the dog we feed the most is the dog that is stronger. Secondly, call it for what it is, gang. It's lust. It's sin. No, it's not indiscretion. It's not freedom of grace. It's sin. Verse 6 in our original text says that no one should take advantage of and wrong a brother or sister in this matter, because the Lord is avenger in all these things, as also we forewarned you and testified. For God called us not for uncleanness, but in sanctification. The Living Bible says, "And this also is God's will, that you never cheat in this matter by taking another man's wife, because the Lord will punish you terribly for this, as we have so solemnly told you before. For God is not calling us to be dirty-minded and full of lust, but to be holy and clean." Now, one of the things we really think about is the practice of sexual sin actually wrongs other people. When you engage in sex with one you do not marry, You steal from the one who does marry him or her later. I know men are fond of saying these days, I got a piece of her. Yes, you did. And you stole it from not only her, but from the guy she's going to marry. God says that he is the avenger in all these things. And there's no need for commentary on that remark. I think we get it. Numbers 32:23 says, be sure your sin will find you out. Not God will find you out. I mean, that's a given. But your sin will. And let's face it, public sin goes very badly, doesn't it? Just ask King David. God has called the Christian to holiness. No space there to cheat. No room to wiggle. Christian, God is calling you to be holy. To be like he is.
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.